Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Renee. How may I help you?
Yeah, good morning. I just got off the phone with one of your colleagues in regards to a charge that was on my Social Security debit card. And I had ordered it was a bag that you paid shipping. You only paid shipping for.
Yes, sir.
My friend of mine sent me the link. And he had ordered one shoulder bag off of the same company before with the same deal. You pay the shipping, it was free. And he said he received a bag and it was a nice quality. And he had only did the shipping stuff. And he said he wouldn't have sent me if there was any hidden anything or if it was a bogus thing. So I decided to go ahead. He said he ordered it. And so I decided to order it, and they took the money out of my account because I have alerts on my phone. And so I seen that the money was taken out for the shipping of this bag. And then a day and a half, 2 days later, I'm sitting in my bedroom watching TV, and my phone alerts me and says that there's a $67.32 charge. And I was like, what the hell is this? So I called my card company. The card company looked me up. And they said it's something to do with exclusive gadgets advantage or something. I go, well, who are they? And she goes, I don't know. I said, what's it say that I bought? She says, it doesn't. I don't know. I said, well, I didn't buy shit. I said, I paid for shipping of a bag. Well, anyway, your colleague told me that there was something in the fine print somewhere, which I even double-checked and looked it over with my girlfriend last night, and said it was I was to cancel a subscription and something about a $125 card. And I said, it never said anything about a $125 card.
Yeah, in the terms and conditions, it lets you know about the membership fee and the $125. Gift card that you get for using the website. It's affordable cool gadgets. It's coolgadgets.com actually. That is a part of. And with that, you like I said, you get a $125 voucher and you can get whatever you want it from off that website. But there is that membership fee for that.
Well, I didn't see that or I didn't sign up for it. I know I didn't want it. But so she said that she could stop further subscriptions and that she would credit the account a 50% charge or whatever, and it would take 3 to 5 business days of $37 and something on my account. And stop any further. That's all she could do. Well, I hang up the phone, and as soon as I hang up the phone, there's a debit for $37.02, not a deposit.
Well, sir, what is your zip code?
44621. So instead of adding $37, she said, they're trying to take out an additional $37 on top of the $67.
Sir, what is your first and last name?
Dan Mann, Mahon.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
5197 Pleasant Valley Road, Denison, Ohio, 44621.
All right, thanks for that, sir. Give me 1 second while your account is loading to see exactly. You say they try to take 37?
Yeah. She said she was going to put 37 on. I was going to lose the $30, but she said she would credit me half. And here I look at it. When it dings, I thought that was going to be the deposit
getting back, and they try to take it out.
Well, no, they took it out instead. It says minus 37.
All right, give me
A
one
debit
second, sir.
of negative 3702 has been subtracted from my account.
Yeah, I do see that you were refunded it. You were refunded.
It says negative minus 37, and it says my balance is still the same, $2.73.
Yeah, I'm looking here on the account, and it says that you agreed to 50%, and I see here on it was at nine for me. It was at 9:01 a.m. Today, actually, not that long ago that it was refunded.
No, it says minus. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
it says -3702 debit. It says a debit of -3702 has been subtracted from my card ending in 0320,
which
leaves
is
me a new balance.
Yeah, which is weird. Because like I said, on out in. It says it was refunded. You might want to call your bank and let them know about that because I can give you the transaction ID for that refund, and you can go to your bank and let them know that that was supposed to be a refund and not a subtracted from it. Because from here,
well, she gave me a number that starts with C as in Charles 263098. 463.
Yes, that is the cancellation number for that for that transaction. And the let me see. And here I can give you the refund transaction ID because it was supposed to be funded and not taken out. It's supposed to be funded and not taken out. I guess I can give you the transaction ID, and you can give that to your bank and let them know that, hey, this was supposed to be a refund and not a debit taken out of my account. So I can give you that, and you can call your bank and let them know. Because, like I said, on our end, it was supposed to be a refund and not a...
It's not the bank. It's the United States Social Security Administration. I'm on disability, and I only get a little bit of money a month. I need all the money I can get, and I know I wouldn't have signed up for $164 a month fee.
Yes, sir. And I, like I said, I do see that. Even so, if it is Social Security or whatever, they do have like a somebody that you can talk to on your end
yeah,
for that.
I was talking to them today. They want me to do a dispute for them.
Be honest with you, I would too, and we're basically gonna give them the same information that we told that I told telling you that it was refunded on our end. So there's no way that it's supposed to
well,
be taken out.
You're only refunding me a partial part.
Yes, because you agreed on that 50%.
Well,
and
I
that
know,
30...
but I didn't agree to it, or I didn't see it or something, because I would have never have done that.
So with that 37. So with that 3702, that's what I'm saying. You were giving that back, but
no, they took it. It's showing up as a negative on my phone. As whenever it does it, it gives a pre-authorization debit, and then it goes through later. It'll say a completion debit, which is meaning taking it out, and it says subtracted, which means it's subtracting, not adding.
Yeah, because you would see a plus on that end instead
yeah,
of a negative.
No. Is it right? And it says subtracted from. It doesn't say added to or deposited. It says subtracted. So what's this refund transaction number?
The refund transaction ID is, you got a pin down?
Yep.
It's
785-911-2218.
Yes, sir. That's the transaction ID to let you know that it was refunded.
But it's not showing as it's refunded. It's showing as they're going to take it out. Which they can't because there's not that much in there for them to take out.
Yeah, I understand that, sir. But like I said, on my end, it shows that it was refunded. So I'm not so sure how that is supposed to go. I can transfer your call and see if somebody else can do it, but not do it, but see if somebody else can explain it better. Because I'm not so sure how that works with it comes with it coming subtracting and then adding it back on. Make it seem like you didn't get anything. But yeah, like I said, over here it says that it was refunded. But give me one second, let me transfer your call.
Okay.
Give me one second, sir.
All right.
All right, sir. Sir,
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and transfer your call to a supervisor and your information. So I'm gonna be transferring the call. Thank you again for calling customer support, and hopefully they'll be able to figure that out for you.
Thank you.
All right.